Well, welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mark 11:23, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for coming in. Tonight we're going to receive a 3D breakthrough. We're not going to come in this room, and we're not going to be the same. We want our breakthroughs tonight. We want that 3D miracle. We want to adjust our gargles to be clear to see that 3D miracles. We want our breakthrough tonight. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thy is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever and ever. Father God, let your anointing flow upon your people tonight, Father God. Give them that 3D miracle, Father God, that 3D breakthrough, Father God. Father God, we just don't want to look at the miracle, Father God. We just don't want to see at the miracle. We want to feel that miracle. We want to walk into that miracle. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father God, baptize with your Holy Spirit and your blood tonight, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray a little bit in the room before we start. I'm going to go to Psalms 91, amen. Amen. Let's get my scripture. The Most High, to hide. You can go to God, all-powerful, for protection. I say to thee, Lord, you are my place of salvation, my fortress. My God, I trust in you. God will save you from the hidden dangers and from the dead diseases. You can go to him for protection. He will cover you like a bird, spreading his wings over you like a baby. You can trust him to surround and to protect you like a shield. You will have nothing to fear at night and no need to be afraid of the enemy around during the day. You will have no fear of diseases that comes in darkness, or terrible suffering that comes at noonday. 8,000 people may fall dead at your side, or 10,000 right beside you, but nothing bad will happen to you. All you will have to do is watch, and you will see that the wicked are punished. You trust in the Lord for protection. You have made God the Most High your place of salvation, so nothing bad will happen to you. No disease will come near your home. He will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will have power to trample on lions and serpents and snakes. The Lord said, if someone trusts me, I will save them. I will protect my followers who call to me for hope. When my followers call to me, I'll answer them. I will be with them when they are in trouble. I will restore them and honor them, and I will give my followers a long life and show them my power to save. Father God, I just thank you for Psalms 91 right now, Father God, upon us. Father God, upon people that's in listen to Mark 11:23, Father God. I thank you for Psalms 91 upon our families, upon our children, Father God, for Psalms 91, whoever is coming in this room from all around the world. And Psalms 91 from all around, oh Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you for that protection. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Psalms 91, Father God, be upon us, Father God. We confess Psalms 91, Father God, in every area of our life, Father God, in all our being, in our soul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in Jesus' name, I tell you, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil. Claim the tricks. Our fight is not against people or earth, we are fighting against the rulers and authorities and the power of this world darkness. We are fighting against the spirit power of evil in the heavenly places. That is why you need to get the full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you are finished, he will fight. You will still be standing. So stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist and on your chest. Wear the protection of the right living on your feet. Wear the good news of peace. So help you to stand strong. And also use the shield of faith, which you can stop all the burning arrows that comes from the evil one. And keep God's salvation as your helmet. And take the sword of the Spirit. The sword is the teaching of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray with all kinds of prayers. And ask for everything you need to do this. You must always be ready. Never give up. Always pray for all of. And also pray for all of God's people. Amen and amen. Glory goes to God. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for the full armor of God to be upon us, Father God, on the Mark 11:23. Father God, tonight, whoever is listening, Father God, we just give you the glory and honor and praise, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're changing the atmosphere tonight, Father God. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, to sit back and listen to the word of God is not a coincidence that y'all in this room listening and relax, get that coffee maker percolating, and get that coffee ready. Don't go nowhere. We're listening to good music. Amen. Amen. God bless.
There is a lot of time watching people chat. I've seen that on the radio. There's so much on your mind, nothing really going. I'm looking for a miracle. Whatever it is you may be going through, I'm going to go.
Amen. We are overcomers. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Take over the word tonight. Let your words flow, Father God. Change the atmosphere tonight, Father God. Give us that strong atmosphere, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my preaching is about distractions. You get extractive. You're doing a work for the Lord, or you're coming close with God, or you're praying. And the devil knows that. And he tries to distract you. He tries to not bring a good atmosphere around you. He attacks you through people or through circumstances. He extracts you because he doesn't want you to go on the other side of the miracle. He extracts you because he comes to kill and destroy. But God came and he said that we might have life. He doesn't want you to have the blessing. But today, we're going to receive that breakthrough, that anointing, that 3D breakthrough, that 3D blessings, our goggles on our eyes. We're going to make it clear and see through 3D blessings, 3D breakthroughs. We just don't want to feel the breakthrough. We just don't want to see the breakthrough. We just don't want to touch the breakthrough. We want to walk into the breakthrough. We want to breathe that breakthrough. We want to see it in the atmosphere. We want to see it. We want it to prosper in the light and become alive. Today is going to be about distraction, what the enemy is trying to bring to you, for you not to receive your miracle, for you not to pray, for you not to get that blessing that God wants to give you. But we are overcomers, that he will not prosper, he will not win. He's just not saying, oh, look at you, he wants to do you harm. He wants to hurt you. He's the devil. That's he wants his job. That's his will, for people to be hurt. And what he does, he looks at your wounded spirit. He wants to touch that wound. He wants you to cry. He wants you to be sad. He wants you to think about that sickness. He wants you to think about that financial poverty. He wants you to look at that problem. Maybe you got delivered from him, from that problem and from that wound. But he always tries to distract you and talks to you and whisper in your ear and tells you about this. You're not good enough, or you can't overcome, or you will not overcome that financial blessing, or you will not overcome to be healed, or you'll always be like this. You'll always be a failure. That's distraction. We need to change the atmosphere. We're going to break it tonight. Tonight we're going to receive that 3D miracle. Tonight we're going to receive that 3D breakthrough. Tonight we're going to see our eyes clear and receive for what God has for us. We're not going to walk out of this room being the same. We're going to be prosperous in the Lord. And our eyes is going to be open. And we're going to receive that 3D miracle. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we're going to break it tonight. Amen. Let's break it tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to John 10:10, John verse 10, verse 10, amen. Amen. Just bear with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Need a Hallelujah. Go out. They will find everything they need. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give you life that is full and good. Amen. Again. Need. A thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have came to give you life, and life that is full good, life that is abundantly. The thief comes to kill and to destroy, but our God came that we might have life, and life more abundantly. The devil tries to bring us down. The devil tries to drop us down, but know that God give us life and more abundantly. And we're going to receive our 3D miracle. We're coming against them in Jesus' name. We're going to lift our heads high and believe on the Lord and not look at these distractions that the enemy tries to push against us. But something inside of us that tells us that God is bigger than all these circumstances. You may face a problem, but our God is bigger than these circumstances. That's why we need to pray our way out. That's why we need to push our way out of these distractions that the enemy puts against us. Maybe he'll if you're going to church or you're praying or you believe in something and someone is telling you a doubtful word, or someone of your family members attacking you, or someone doubting you and then telling you that you're a failure, or do this or do that, going to church and someone is distracting you to do something, or you having arguments in your homes. That's the devil's distraction, trying to distract you away from your Christianity, trying to tell you that you will not receive the miracles. That's the devil lie. He talks through voices. He tries to roam around like a lion, but he's not a lion. He's a coward. He tries to act like a lion, but he'll never be a lion. He's a coward. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. That's his job. That's his will. That's his destiny to do that. And we're not going to listen to him, because bigger is he that is in us than that is in the world. That's why we need to seek the Lord. That's why we need to pray to the Lord. That's why we need to go to church. That's why we need to preach. You know, every time I preach on these radio stations or I have to do something, the devil tries to distract me. He sends a family member or something for me to do or something for me to do this that day on the day of the radio station. That's distraction. But I come against it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name, when you get an distraction and something is distracting you and you telling you that you will not accomplish or you will not succeed, you just say, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Bigger is he that is in us and that is in the world. Because we are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. He is the Son. He is the Father. And he is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father God. We just give you the glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's where the power comes in. Call upon the name of Jesus, call upon the Son of God, and call upon the Father, and call upon the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're worthy to be praised, for you are my God that healeth thee, Father God. You are my God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. There was among the people was a woman who had been bleeding for the past 12 years. She had suffered very much. Many doctors had tried to help her. All the money she had was spent, but she was not improving. In fact, her sickness was getting things wrong, worster. Then the woman heard about Jesus, so she followed him with the other people and touched his cloak. She said, if I can just touch his cloth that will be endure to heal me. As soon as she touched his cloth in his coat, her bleeding stopped, and she felt that her body was healed from all that suffering. Jesus immediately felt power going out from him. So he stopped it and turned around. Who touched my cloth? Then the follower said, Teacher, there are so many people pushing against you, but you ask who touched me? But Jesus continued looking for the one who touched him. The woman knew that she was healed, so she came and bowed at Jesus' feet. She was shaking with fear. She told Jesus the world story. He said to her, Dear woman, you are made well because you believe. Now go in peace. You will not suffer anymore. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. She was persistent. She was persistent. That's what we have to do, persistent. We want that 3D miracle from God. She knew that if she could touch and feel that miracle and touch his robe, that she will be healed. We want that miracle in the now. We just don't want to see that miracle. We're tired of praying and not seeing nothing, crying. We've been praying. We've been going to church. We've been serving God, but we cannot receive that prayer that we want to receive because we're not believing in the breakthrough. We need to believe. We need to be more stronger. We need to be more demanding to that miracle. We have to demand. We can't let distraction distract us. We have to demand that miracle. We have to demand, just like the lady in the blood, she was demanding to touch that miracle. We need to be the more demanding to touch that miracle in Jesus' name. You know, in Genesis, she ate the forbidden fruit. And she gave it to her husband. What did the devil told them? Told them that they'll be like God if they eat that forbidden fruit. Everybody knows the story. And here, eat this fruit and you'll be like God. But when she ate the fruit, the devil didn't tell her that she was already like God. The same spirit that raised us from the dead dwells in us. And then the man that ate the forbidden fruit, that God told him, you ate the forbidden fruit, no, the woman that you gave me ate the forbidden fruit. The woman came up, yes, Lord, I ate the forbidden fruit. The woman had more authority upon a man. But a man should have more authority upon a woman. A man is weaker, but a woman has more authority. And that's why y'all need to have more of God in y'all. When y'all feel wounded, when y'all feel pain, it's like Adam and Eve. A man feels a wound and a pain. A woman could fight more than what a man could. He gets hurt. The devil minds of him that hurt, the devil minds of him that pain. But know that God is bigger than your pain. He healed your wounds. He healed your wounds. The power of the Holy Spirit will heal your wounds. Just get your heart right with God. Take God first. Have the love of Christ. Tell him to give you the spirit of forgiveness. And that's when the wounds heal. In Jesus' name, we could have God and do everything. But if we don't have love, we're making meaningless noises between God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you the glory. I give you this power. I give you the honor, Father God, to receive your glory and your honor and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory goes to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus' mouth, when he tested the wind, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. Amen. When he died on the cross and he said it was finished, then he rose from the cross. And when he rose from the cross, his spirit descended on us. He said, "I must arose from the cross, and my spirit will be descended and poured upon us." And he gave us the spirit to tremble on lions, serpents, and snakes. The God of the breakthrough lives in us. In Jesus' name, he gave us the power to tell sickness, go. He gave us the power to tell poverty to go. He gave us the power to command our marriages to be restored. He gave us the power to break addictions off ourselves, off our family. If you're abused, he gave you the power to be healed in Jesus' name. The very important golden rule, do unto others as you would like them to do to you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. And you deserve the praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's a time to pray, to worship, but there also is a time to speak. We need to speak to that mountain until it is commanded to leave. In Jesus' name. Father God, I'm not saying pretty please. Do me a favor. Devil, leave these people's life. No, I command you to leave their life. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Other times I say light in the midst of darkness. I thank you for turning these circumstances around. Death and lack cannot stay in our life. I command these mountains to be removed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just get to my scripture here. So Jesus said again, "I show you I am the gate of the sheep. All those who come before me were there have the sheep. Did not listen to him. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will be able to come in and go out. They will find everything they need. The shepherd comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give life, that it is full in goodness. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I came to give life and full of goodness." The devil wants to kill you. The devil doesn't want you to receive that miracle. He's trying to come against you. He sends distractions. He sends things to distract you. But that's where we got to be strong. Amen. When Mary was at the party, her sister Mary and her other sister was at a party, and she was distracted with all the food, all the things that she needs to do. And she went to God, "Look at my sister Mary. She's sitting there listening to you, and she's not even helping me." And God said, "Mary's doing an important thing. She's not distracted. She's listened to it, and I cannot take that away from her." And she's received the blessings. You know, we're so much distractions that we could lose the blessing. We can't see what God brought to us. Two distractions of this world. We look at distraction, what the devil brings to us in this world. And it's time for our eyes to be open and to look on Jesus, not to look on the distraction that the devil tries to send to us. We need to look on God. We need to look on our eyes on God. We need this, the God of the breakthrough lives in our home. We need to command and be more persistent. She was command and more persistent. She looked on Jesus. She wasn't distracted. She received that miracle. Let us look on Jesus and receive that miracle. Let us look at him and call upon his name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they're all as one, one accord, one unity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory goes to God. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you the praise, Father God, for the word tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. The day at every Jesus said to his followers, come with me across the lake. So they left the crowd behind and went with Jesus in the boat. He was already in there. Were also other boats that went with them. A very bad wind came up the lake. The waves were coming over the sides and into the boat, and it was almost full of water. Jesus was inside the boat, sleeping with his head on a pillow. Their followers went and walked him. They said, teacher, don't you care about us? We are going to drown. Jesus stood up and gave a command to the winds and the waves. He said, quiet, be still. Then the wind stopped it and the lake became calm. And he said to the followers, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were very afraid and asked each other, what kind of man this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. We need to speak peace to that circumstances. God gave us the power to tremble on lions and serpents. When the storm came, God spoke peace. And God already spoke peace to your storm. God already took care of that circumstances. We just need to stir it up. We need to stir our faith. We need to look on Jesus. We need to call upon the name of Jesus. Are we going to stay in our depressment? Are we going to stay in our wrath and our hurts and our pains that the devil lies, that wants you to be wounded, that don't want you to receive the miracle? Are we going to stand strong and receive his miracle? The God of the breakthrough lives in our homes and our body. No formal weapon will come against us in Jesus' name. This is tonight, this could be your miracle. Tonight, this could be the atmosphere change. Change the atmosphere. The saying the name of Jesus. Go around your house and say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will serve the Lord. No evil spirit could stay in our homes upon our family. Speak it. It must bow down. Every circumstance, it must bow down. There is power in the tongue. We are destined to win. Maybe we will fall 7 times, but we are get up 8. Amen. We are destined to win. We are overcomers. We are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Let us not look at this distraction that the devil tries to put on us. Let us receive that 3D miracle, that 3D breakthrough. Let us focus our goggles to be clear upon our eyes and see clearly when we seek the Lord and seek his faith, and our blessing will come. Do not believe the devil's lies. Do not believe it. Speak to it. All day long, those mountains will talk to you. Now it's time to speak to that mountain. Peace be still. Peace be still on my kids. Peace be still on my home. Peace be still on my circumstances. Peace be still beyond my bills. Maybe if you don't look at their circumstances, and look upon God. God is bigger than those bills. God is bigger than that sickness. God is bigger than that strife. God is bigger than what the devil is trying to shoot to you. He will not win. He attacks you the most when you're closer to your miracle. We're not going to touch that miracle. We're not just going to look at that miracle. We're going to feel it to the core. We're going to receive it to the core. Those prayers that we've been praying about, that we've been holding on and asking why, we're going to call upon the name of Jesus. And we say we're going to receive that miracle. Tonight is the breakthrough night. We are not coming out of this radio station being the same. Atmosphere change in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for that anointing favor. Favor for healing. Mountain, get out of the way in Jesus' name. There are blessed going in and blessed going out. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father God, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the woman of the blood disease, she was persistent. She was persistent in her prayers. We need to be more persistent. Amen. Amen. If anybody wants a prayer or have a testimony, could you please press 1 on the screen and I'll put you on the air. God bless you. I cannot put you on the air if you're not going to press 1. Bless you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory goes to God. Well, I'm going to go to Mark 11:23. Amen. God gives life. Life. In your spirit, you walk Nazarene from the dead. The same spirit that wrought Nazarene from the dead dwells in you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go to Mark 11:23. Hallelujah, Father God, you're worthy to be praised. Amen. And the next morning, Jesus was walking with his followers. They saw a fig tree that they spoke to the day before. The tree was dry and dead, even to the root. Peter remembered the tree and said to Jesus, "Teacher, look, yesterday you told that the fig tree died. Now it is dried and dead." Jesus answered, "Have faith in God. The truth is, you can say to this mountain, 'Go, mountain, fall into the sea,' and if you have no doubt in your mind and believe what would you say will happen, then God will do it for you. So I tell you to ask for whatever you want in prayer, and if you believe that you have received those things, then they will be yours. When you are praying and you remember that you are angry with another person about some, forgive so that your heavenly Father in heaven will also forgive your sins." Amen and amen. Tonight we speak to that mountain. Tonight we receive the 3D miracle in Jesus' name. Tonight God will give us the most beautiful anointing of forgiveness. We're going to seek his kingdom first. We're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to dance like David danced. And when we worship the Lord, the spirit has to fall down. There was a lady, and her grandson was in a coma, and she had crazy faith. She was dancing. She acted like that miracle was already there. She believed that miracle was already there. With her grandson was in a coma. He was about to die. But no, she lifted up her head high. And she put full trust in the Lord. And she didn't look at the distraction. She didn't look at the problem. She didn't believe the problem. The devil tried to put that distraction upon her. But no, she jumped to her feet and she worshiped in that hospital. Maybe it was 3 days, 4 days later, I don't know. Her grandson got up from the dead, got up from that coma. That's the way we need to be bold. We need to be bold. We shall not look at the distraction. We shall not look at the attack. We shall not look at the problem. It doesn't matter what people says about you or how they think about you. it matters that you're a child of God, you're a favor of God, you look upon God, and the people that got out of your life, that God took them out of your life because that wasn't your destiny, bigger things is up ahead. And that was probably from the devil. You should thank God for people to get out of your life. You know, something that you was holding on that you think your life will get better, or if I hold on to plan A, B, and C. But if you leave that plan go and give it to God full force in 2017 and change that atmosphere, and whatever you left go that you was holding on, God will bring a blessing to you abundantly that you cannot even carry. Amen and amen. We need to leave go. We need to give all our focus to our Jesus. We need to look on Jesus. When Jesus was walking on the water, and they were scared, but Jesus said it was him, and he was walking on the water. And Peter seen him, and he was bold in his faith. Master, if that's you, help me come to you. As he's walking, his eyes was towards Jesus. But the rain hit. The storm hit. He looked. He was distracted. He looked. He fell. He drowned. But thank God that his hands was not too short. Our Lord to take him out of that worst pit. He pulled him out of that water. And he said, Peter, of little faith, why did you doubt? They went back on the boat. But when we fall and redraw, we look at our circumstances, no matter the worst pit on your life, but when you scream the name of Jesus, he'll pull you out of that sickness. He'll pull you out of that water of trouble. He'll pull you out of that water of depression, abstraction, parimos, heaviness. He'll pull you out. Whatever the circumstances, I don't know. But our God is going to pull you out. Today, we're going to fight the good fight of faith. We're going to believe and give our hearts full force to him and not listen to the devil's lie. Are you going to listen to the devil's lie? God said, choose life or choose debt. What are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? Are you going to change your atmosphere? Are you going to stir your spirit up in the Lord? Or are you going to stay and leave go your anchors and stay in the storm, stay in the darkness, stay in the heaviness and believe the devil's lie? Or are you going to stand up and be bold and say, no, my God is bigger than this sickness. My God is bigger than this financial problem. My God is bigger than this strife, this problem, this pain, this wound, this divorce, this marriage problem. My God is bigger. My bills, but my God is bigger. When you don't look at the circumstances and you look on God and you worship, and maybe you might feel heaviness. Maybe you might feel waveriness, but when you keep standing on the word of God and just keep trying changing the atmosphere, don't get distracted. Just look on God. Don't get distracted what's going on in your home or what's going on in that circumstances or what's going on in your life. Just keep looking at God. Keep looking at God. Keep looking at God. Then all of a sudden, a double flow of favor will fall upon you. The Bible scripture will become alive, and you will see God doing exceeding abundant beyond all you can ask or think. Do not let the devil distract you. Do not look at the devil's lie. He's a liar. He's trying to stop that miracle. God is bringing that miracle. We're going to walk into that miracle. Those problems that you've been praying for, that you've been hurting, that wound that you've been hurting, that you've been struggling. Do not look at the destruction that the devil tried to put on you. Look on Jesus and say, Jesus, help me. He will do it. If you put your trust in him, he will not fail you. Our God could do exceeding and beyond all we can ask or think. He died on the cross and he said it was finished and he shed his blood. ask what you want, he will give you. He will give you what you want. Get out of the way, mountain. You have the power to trample on lions and serpents and snakes. You have the power for that circumstance to bow down because we serve a big almighty God. I don't care what you see. I don't care how big is that problem. We have the power. We have the anointing to be healed. We have the anointing to pray for others and to break yoke off people. Do you know that we blessed in the field and blessed going in and blessed going out? Whatever we touch will prosper because we receive that anointing. That anointing from God can break all bondages. Our God will not fail you. If you want an answer from God, look towards our Jesus and he'll give you that answer. He will not fail you. He will tell you. He'll tell you what you need to know. So many times I was in a circumstance and God told me what I needed to know. He will speak to you. He'll get the wrong people out of your life. He'll bring the right people out of your life. It's like you need to disturb him up. You need to show him your faith. You need to tell him that you love him and you put him first and forgive your enemies and not to stop your miracles. But only God could give you that spirit to forgive, the best spirit in the world. The miracle is salvation and forgiveness. It's all about love and Christianity. Don't you know that we serve the God of the breakthrough? The enemy is trying to kill you and destroy you and distract you not to get that miracle. But our God gave us life. Today we're going to receive that 3D miracle. Today we're going to receive that deep breakthrough. The atmosphere will change in the name of Jesus. The anointing will fall on God, fall us upon our Jesus, will drop his anointing of that blessings upon you. Just hold on and rejoice in him and he will give you that breakthrough. Do not listen to that voice. I don't care if you fall 7 times, get up 8. I don't care how weary you are. I don't care how depressed you are. You keep looking at Jesus. Keep looking at Jesus. Keep speaking to that word on that circumstances. Then all of a sudden you'll see a supernatural breakthrough in Jesus' name. And the now it's already been done. He already solved the problem. He knew the problem even before you even had the problem. He even knows the number of your hair. He's the only one that could change and help you. It's like milk. It's like milk. You got to stir it up. You get that cup of milk, right? And then you put that chocolate syrup. You stir it up. You stir it up. And all that goodness is in that milk. But if you leave that cup on that desk for long, that chocolate is going to go down. It's going to go down. All you see that milk. All that goodness is down. But we're going to keep stirring it up. If you keep stirring up that chocolate, that goodness is coming. It's stirring up all that goodness, all that chocolate. You're just drinking that chocolate milk and drinking all that goodness. We're just going to stir it up. We're just going to stir it up. The God is not going to let you go. You call upon his name. Maybe the devil tried to distract you not to receive that miracle. But let me tell you something. God's voice is bigger than him. He'll tell you where to pray. He'll tell you what scripture to read to fight. He'll tell you how to fight and what to do because our God's voice is bigger than him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we give you glory and honor and praise, Father God. We thank you for Mark 11:23, Father God, that every mountain that comes against him, Lord, is cursed to the root. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that every mountain that they're facing is tumbling down. We thank you, Father God, that you're going to change that atmosphere, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking already in that miracle, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we could receive that 3D blessing, that 3D miracle, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, Father God. We will not let you go. Go in until we receive our miracle. It's in the now, Father God. Every miracle that we prayed, Father God, that we're not seeing, Father God, we break that bondage in Jesus' name, Father God. We're going to put our trust in you, Father God, in 2017, Father God. We're going to receive our miracles. We're going to receive our breakthroughs, Father God. You're the God of the breakthrough, Father God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Father God. Psalms 91, Father God, the whole armor of God, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We rebuke every distraction that the devil tries to put them on them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you will speak to them, Father God. We thank you right now that you stretch forth your hand, Lord, and cleanse them, Father God, and gave them that miracle, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're going to receive tonight from God. Amen and amen. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Your blood is efficient enough, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you. Does anybody need prayer? Just press 1 before I put before we leave the room. Press 1. If you could press 1, I could bring you on the air. God bless y'all. Time to activate our faith to show God for our breakthroughs. Amen. Well, God bless y'all for coming. We received our miracle. Our miracle's already been done. Just be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God. And what is the full armor of God? No weapon formed against us would prosper. The love of God. Amen. I have a call. God bless y'all. 832-935, you are on the air. God bless you. God bless you. 832-935, you are on the air. Well, God bless you. Hello? Well, God bless you, caller. Well, God bless them. thank y'all for coming in to Mark 11:23. And we're going to receive our breakthroughs. Amen. Let me get another call. I only got 6 minutes on the air, guys. God bless y'all. 405-602, you are on the air.
Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes. It was very beautiful. You touched my heart. It was very great. Your glory to God. It's just very beautiful to, you know, for you to be on the prayer line. It's very beyond, very good. I just want to tell you that. And I want you to pray for my family, for my children, so they all can get together and be more closer to spiritual life. And I want you to pray for the city of Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, that's where I'm at this time, but I am from Florida. And pray for these people so they can also be Christians, because there's a few that's Catholic and most of them ain't. For the city of Oklahoma, I want you to pray for them to be more spiritual. And pray for my children so they all can be the same thing too, to be closer. And keep them safe so God can keep them safe. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I pray, Father God, for the people that pressed 1 and they couldn't come on the air. But Father God, I pray for the city of Oklahoma. I pray, Father God, Mark 11:23, I'm not saying pretty, please do me a favor, leave. No, I'm commanding you to leave these people's presence in Jesus' name. Death and life Father cannot stay in their life. We command those mountains to be removed. We command our favor to turn around in their circumstances, Lord. Lay in the midst of darkness, Mahadero, to us sufficient enough for land, Mahadero. Thank you for goodness. Blessing
You would save them. You would give them salvation. You said you brought your spirit upon your people in the last days, Lord. Now, I thank you, Father God, that they don't call back with a testimony, Lord. Now, you know that circumstances, Lord. Now, with these people on this line, Lord. Now, and I thank you, Father God, because you already stopped it with your healing flow, Father God. You spread forth your hand upon your people. It's already been done. We bind the devil's lies. We are walking into his blessings. Just stir it up. He will give it to you. He knows what you need even before he asks him. Coming in his courtyard with thanksgiving. It's all about the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, Pale.
Thank you. Thank you. God
bless
you, sweetheart. So you're on every Friday
Amen.
Night, right?
Yes,
so
but
you
I'll
are
be
on every
on
Friday night.
Yes, every
okay,
Friday night, but I'll be on Tuesday, Wednesday nights too, and Saturday nights. Come in and be
okay,
blessed. I'll have people all around the world that's going to preach on this radio station.
Okay,
Amen.
Yes,
God bless
that.
You for coming. Amen. The spirit, it was very strong tonight. Hallelujah. I could
it
feel
is.
It.
Thank
and I give
Jesus.
God the glory and honor
God.
And praise.
Yes. Yes.
Always come in and receive God's miracle. 9 o'clock Houston time, Central time.
Okay.
But just call into the
okay.
show. We'll tell you exactly what the time the show
okay.
starts. Call in. And we'll have
okay.
special guests. Amen. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. God bless y'all, guys. I felt the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless y'all for coming. And know that we received our breakthroughs, and we already have it. And we just claim it in Jesus' name and stir up in him. Amen and amen. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Do the best you can. Hold on and let him hold your hand.